About 8,000 people packed a downtown Sanford park for the rally. Speakers, including the city mayor, Congresswoman Corinne Brown, and Trayvon Martin's family, told the crowd about the big developments in the case. Protester Troy Jackson says that's a good start, but she wants more.
I would like for the chief of police to be fired or resign, whichever he chooses, as long as that he's not in a position where he can make decisions. And I would like a formal investigation into this so that whatever went wrong here can be avoided in the future.
Disagreements between a community and law enforcement could lead to dialogue or disaster, says Orlando civil rights attorney Cheyenne Elahi. He says the U.S. Justice Department created the Community Relations Service, or CRS, to help everyone make the more peaceful choice.
They were established out of the Civil Rights Act. The idea was to for them to go into different areas where there was racial tension going on and bring both sides and all sides together and sort of mediate.
The Department of Justice says CRS members met Thursday with Trayvon Martin's family and separately with Sanford community leaders. That group included the organizer of Sharpton's rally, Dr. L. Ronald Durham of Greater Friendship Missionary Baptist Church.
Generally, when they send people from the Department of Justice, they want to ensure that the city government is following the correct procedures, that people are being given all of the assistance that they need in a case like this.
Civil rights attorney Cheyenne Elahi says CRS members traveled through the South in the early 1960s, explaining the mechanics of school desegregation to reluctant education officials. The division's scope has expanded from there.
Now it includes not only race, but also gender bias issues and issues involving all sorts of social situations where at least the federal government thinks it's going to get out of hand.
Pastor Durham says concerned residents seem happy to know that the CRS is involved. With no arrest in the case, many people in Sanford are not sure the city's police department conducted a thorough investigation into the fatal shooting of Trayvon Martin by George Zimmerman. Congresswoman Corinne Brown spoke about it at the rally.
I don't feel the system has been fair. And we can't change the outcome, but we can make sure that the system is fair and that we are treated fairly.
The Sanford City Council meets Monday night. Another big turnout is expected. I'm Nicole Creston, 90.7 WMFE News.